The UN has been in South Sudan for a very long time, working on humanitarian and also working in the area of development. As a consequence, because of the crisis, the bulk of our work in the recent past has been in the area of humanitarian and life-saving interventions. But we strongly do believe that even in the context of crisis, there are opportunities to begin to look at partnerships for recovery and indeed partnerships for building resilience and strengthening the institutions that underpin development management and governance in South Sudan. I should mention here that because of the conflict, the UN has not been able to develop its full-blown UN Development Assistance Framework. So the Interim Cooperation Framework is really a stopgap measure which represents the strategic vision of the 20 UN agencies, funds and programs in South Sudan to support the government, particularly, and the people of South Sudan in the areas of recovery and resilience building and building capacity of institutions, which we do see as a major complement to our humanitarian support and humanitarian interventions.
And what are some of these programs that entails in this ICF?
We have prioritized five broad areas. The first area is really about communities and really building the resilience of local communities. And there are a number of interventions that we're going to look at, issues around food security, around early warning systems, etc., really building their capacity to manage shocks. The second area within the ICF is really the whole area of basic social services. And here we are looking at the most vulnerable. And here, education, health, water, sanitation, you know, a whole area of support when it comes to social interventions. Then there is a third area, which is really supporting the peace process, building the infrastructure or supporting the infrastructure for peace, but also the infrastructure for governance. Because even when peace becomes durable, you need strong institutions of governance to be able to deliver on development. Then there is a fourth area, which is really about local economies, providing opportunities, livelihood opportunities at community level, issues around job creation, issues around employment. And the fifth area has to do with a constituency that has particularly been hard hit by the conflict, which is women, youth and children. And here we really want to bring women and the youth into the development mainstream.
And all this requires money. How much money do you require to carry out all these activities you have just mentioned?
The program that we've developed is for about $900 million over 2 years. Right now, the UN within its core resources has about 50% of it. You know, we're already working with the resources that we do have in the context of this new strategic vision. The residual 50% we are hoping to mobilize from development partners, also from government, because it's a partnership between the UN and government.